Delays are reported on all MBTA lines again this morning, but T officials are promising to do better today after the nightmare commute yesterday when the cold temps and the record-breaking snowfalls forced the T's infrastructure to feel its age. The T's troubles were part of widespread commuter gridlock, also impacting drivers in the city yesterday. Lisa McColgan was one of the thousands of weary MBTA commuters taking out her frustrations on Twitter. Her commute from Malden usually takes her around 25 minutes on the Orange Line, but yesterday it was a little over 2 hours. Lisa joins us this morning. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
So, Lisa, tell us about your ride-in.
Well, on my ride-in, my husband and I came up to Malden Center Station, and we were pretty much resigned to the fact that it was not going to be a normal commute, and that was confirmed when we saw the light boxes, which indicate the estimated time for each arriving train, and those were completely off. So we knew we were in for a wait, and when that was further confirmed when we got up to the platform, and it was just completely packed with people.
So how long did it take for a train to come?
There was a train going to Forest Hills. That took, I'd say, 20 minutes. My husband got on that train. I decided to take the train back a stop to Oak Grove because I was prepared to handle a long commute, but I wanted to be able to be seated for a long commute. So I waited probably another 15 minutes on top of that.
And did you end up with a seat?
I did end up with a seat, which was nice. But I think a lot of people had the same idea. There were several people seated on the train when I boarded at Malden Center to take it back to Oak Grove, and those people did not get off the train.
All right, so now you're on the train. What happened? Yeah. How long did it take you to get to where you wanted to go?
We sat at Oak Grove probably for another 20 minutes, and then we got to Malden Center, and that was further exacerbated by the fact that apparently the doors were not working on the fifth car. So we're sitting there, and finally the driver comes over the intercom and explains the situation, saying that the doors aren't working. They have to unload everybody off of the fifth car. They have to isolate the car, which sounds like, you know, they've released some noxious airborne virus in it. You know, we have to isolate the car. So I felt terrible for the people who were on that car because at this point, There was no wiggle room.
Let me ask you, if either Governor Baker or the T General Manager Beverly Scott boarded the train and sat next to you yesterday morning on that very long ride in, what would you have said to them and what would you have asked of them?
I don't think they would have been able to sit next to me anyway. I know I understand the question. I don't fault the employees at the MBTA for what's happening. They're working with incredibly old equipment. But if I had Baker on the train with me, I would just simply say, look at what is happening here. I hear so much about the Olympics coming in 2024, which is granted 9 years away, but I don't see how this is going to be fixed in a timely manner in order to handle the sheer volume of people who are going to be using public transportation. It's not equipped to handle the sheer volume of people who are using public transportation right now.
And what about today? What do you fear about your commute today?
I fear that it will probably take as long as it took yesterday. So we're prepared to leave our home a little earlier than we usually do. We're just prepared to get in whenever we get in.
Lisa McColgan, MBTA commuter from Malden, good luck today, and let us know what happens.
All right, thanks so much.